Welcome to More Than Money on QR Calgary. Rob, we just went through the budget, some of the key pieces that have come out of it. Mm-hmm. Not a lot to discuss right. For people who are 55 plus, maybe transitioning to or living in retirement. Many of them have children or grandchildren that this might also help them. So they're concerned about family members. So we want to talk about strategy. Let's talk about some ideas, some tips, some pieces of advice on how people can benefit the most out of this budget.
You got it.
And we're joined with Jamie Goldenbeck, Managing Director of Tax and Estate Planning at CIBC. Jamie, welcome back.
My pleasure.
Okay, let's start off with a lot of our clients, a lot of Canadians, as they see the prices of homes go up, they are concerned about the generations after them, their children, their grandchildren. How are they going to be able to afford a home? One program that the government has talked about and has introduced is the First Home Savings Account. We kind of went through some of the details, but you kind of gave us a bit of a tip the last segment. I want to reiterate that. This is an opportunity for everybody to participate to help first-time home buyers. Walk us through what a parent, a grandparent can do to help their child, grandchild get into their first home.
So one of the challenges that most young people have in their 20s or even beyond that is to be able to come up with enough money as a down payment to be able to buy their first home or condo or townhouse or whatever it is. This brand new First Home Savings Account, which will launch at some point in 2023, depending on when it's ready from the various financial institutions, is a wonderful way for parents and grandparents to really help kickstart their child or grandchild's down payment strategy. So there's a number of ways that people currently fund a down payment. People do use the RSP Home Buyers Plan. Now, that is a plan that allows every individual to contribute to an RSP, claim deductions for retirement, but then borrow effectively interest-free up to $35,000 from their RSP under the Home Buyers Plan, and they'd pay it back over 15 years with no interest. The good news is that the recent final legislation will allow Canadians to take advantage of both the Home Buyers Plan and the NERF First Home Savings Account. So, you know, as parents and grandparents, we could be encouraging or perhaps giving money to our kids to help them open up this new First Home Savings Account while that child is still perhaps contributing on their own, depending on their income, depending on their job, to an RSP. Then they could use that as well in the Home Buyers Plan. And again, many young people are in fact not even doing RSPs. They're doing tax-free savings accounts instead, which again is another source of down payment cash flow. And we have many of our clients as well that are helping kids fund their own TFSAs by gifting $6,500 a year this year to each child over the age of 18. So that child can then take that money and put it into a tax-free savings account. So really, I think if you think about it, if you have an opportunity there with a parent or grandparent who has excess cash, they're paying maybe tax at high rates, what a great opportunity to give $8,000 for an FHSA contribution for each kid or grandkid once they're 18, and maybe another $6,500 for each kid or grandkid when they're 18. And then both of those funds could be used in conjunction when it comes time to buy their first home, TFSA anytime, the FHSA, you've got a 15-year window.
Here's where I think the strategy needs to come into play, Jamie. When you look at what most Canadians do when they gift their child or grandchild money, it's an ad hoc right before the purchase. Here we go. Let's just start to dispose of some of my assets, potentially triggering more tax, and then pass those assets on for a down payment or a gift. Here's an opportunity to now plan for this periodically, methodically, reducing your tax exposure. And so when we in the financial industry have these discussions, we should be planning for gifting of sorts like this. We should know that our clients are looking or have that value system that they want to gift. And then it doesn't just stop there, it's the implementation. So for all of my peers in the industry, when they are told by their client, I want to support my child or grandchild with their first home, What's the strategy they should look at, they meaning our peers in the industry, with all these different vehicles to reach their goals, TFSA, First Home Savings Account, RSP. What should the advisor or the planner do to help these clients out?
Well, I think the most important thing is to really have that discussion and bring in the kids once they're 18 into that discussion. Form a relationship between the advisor and the parent, which you already have, but also with that next generation. Because you really want everyone sitting around the table and say, look, hey, mom and dad, we want to help you save for this down payment. You know, if you're willing to save, let's say $5,000 a year, maybe the parent matches that by another $5,000. So in other words, it's an opportunity to have this great open and broad discussion with that next generation, maybe introducing them into the advisory relationship, and then maybe come up with a coherent strategy with the help of the financial advisor as to what is the right way to do. Do we do RSPs or do we do TFSAs? It depends on what our tax rate is now, what our tax rate will be later on. Do we want to use the home buyer's plan under the RSP, or are we going to simply take the money out under the TFSA? In both cases, the new First Home Savings Account will trump both of those, presumably that you're going to buy a home within 15 years. But even if you don't buy a home within 15 years, as we said, there's no downside because that money can just roll into the RSP. So if I really had to summarize and prioritize, number one, for sure, it's FHSAs, because you get the deduction and then no tax later on. And then number two is either home buyer's plan RSP or TFSA. And that comes to our classic discussion that we've had many times on the show is what's your tax rate now and what's your expected tax rate in retirement?
One thing that we'll be hearing more about is this dental program that's going to come into play. It'll be available to seniors at some point. The conversation that we're hearing about is a certain income threshold, $90,000 of income or less. There are many Canadians who can plan in their retirement to make sure that their income levels are at that level so they're getting these types of benefits and still meeting their lifestyle costs. So they're not taking a hit just to get free dental. They're able to kind of kill two birds in one stone. There are ways to reduce your income as you transition to retirement from a personal income tax perspective. Off the top of your head, give us a couple of tips on what people should look at in order to reduce their income or the taxable income so they can qualify for programs like this in the future.
Yeah, so again, I mean, what you really want to do is make sure that you're, of course, maximizing all your registered plans. So to the extent that you're able to, all your investing could be done perhaps in a tax sheltered environment, whether it's inside you're maximizing your RSP every year, you're maximizing your tax-free savings account, you're doing the registered education savings plan for those kids, so that all that investment income doesn't show up on your tax return, right? It's not included in that $90,000, it's all sheltered. And then only when you start withdrawing it later on, do you pay tax on it? So that's certainly a great idea. And obviously, to the extent that you have maximized everything, you want to be tax efficient with your investment income in terms of the types of income that you're earning, or maybe you're not earning any income every year, but you're only invested in capital gains. Remember, capital gains, only 50% of them are included in our taxable income. So even if you've got a great rate of return, only half of it is taxable, which means that the amount that you actually realize, and you don't realize them every year, you realize them only when you sell, can be a great way of keeping your income below, let's say, a $90,000 threshold for years to come.
There you go. You've heard it from Jamie Golombek. Three key points: plan, strategy, mm-hmm. and implement. Those three things. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
We've been joined by Jamie Golombek, Managing Director of Tax and Estate Planning at CIBC. Rob, we've got our upcoming seminar talking about plan, strategy, and implementation. Mm-hmm. When is our next seminar?
You got it. Next one coming up Tuesday, April 25th, 7 p.m. in person. This will be at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
I want to thank Rob for filling in for Dave Popowich, and thank you to all of you for joining us on another episode of More Than Money on QR Calgary. We'll see you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.